اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أرواحنا له فداء. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ألم ترى كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس لعلهم يتذكرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله سبحانه وتعالى in Surah Ibrahim, he gives the example of a good word. He states that, have you not noticed how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets forth the example of a good word, which is like a good tree with firm roots and its branches are in the sky. And this tree, it gives its fruits every season, as some have translated, or it gives its fruits often. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sets forth these parables for humanity. Perhaps they may take heed. Perhaps they will remember. And this particular parable, it is in verse 24 and 25 of Surah Ibrahim. Here the question is, what is this kalimat al-tayyibah? When we look towards the hadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhim afdhalus salatu wassalam, we see that the kalimat al-tayyibah, or this good word, is interpreted as a number of things. First and foremost, as tawheed, as la ilaha illallah. As the Prophet, he states, la ilaha illallah kalimatun tayyibatun mubarakatun man qalaha mukhlisan naja. That this statement, or saying these words, la ilaha illallah, this is the best of words, the best of sayings. It is a blessed saying and statement. And whosoever says it with sincerity, then that individual has gained success. Likewise, we see in the hadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhim afu salatu wasalam, that the best of words, kalimatu tayyibah, is the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim afu salatu wasalam. In one of the hadiths of Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, he says that this shajaratun tayyibah is ar-rasul, that the roots of it, al-asl, asluha, ar-rasul, wa faru'uha, al-la'imma alayhi salatu wasalam, that the roots of this tree is the Prophet. And the branches are the Imams alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is because, again, they are the standard bearers of that word, that beautiful word, la ilaha illallah. When we look at the life of the Prophet, when we look at the life of the Imams, alayhim afdhalus salam, that their motto in life, their standard in life was la ilaha illallah. So the commentary of Imam Sadiq, alayhi afdhalus salam, stating that the Prophet is the root of this tree and that the Imams are the branches is not far-fetched. It makes absolute sense. In fact, when we look deeper into this understanding of la ilaha illallah, or even stating this statement that if we are those who claim that there's no God but God, that there's an absolute oneness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has absolutely no partner, then again, where we take our teachings from is very important, how these things are taught. In one of the hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, an individual comes to the Imam and he asks the Imam two questions. And these are very important questions. Even some people, they have these questions today. The first is that the Imam was asked, what is the best action before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And in response to this, the Imam, he answered, Al-Imanu billahi alladhi la ilaha illa hu. A'la al-a'mal darajatan wa ashrafuha manzilatan. He says, the best of actions before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is iman, having belief and faith in la ilaha illallah, in the absolute oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the next question that was asked from the Imam was that, is claiming faith, is it only a statement or is it action? Or is it both? And in response to this, Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, he stated, Al-Imanu amalun kulluh, wa laqawlu ba'du dhalika al-amal. He says that faith and iman, he says, it is all action. In fact, the statement of faith, the statement of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad al-Rasulullah, he says, this statement in itself is part of that action. And he continues by explaining, Al-Iman, he continues by explaining that faith is not only stated, it is acted upon. And if faith is not acted upon, then it's not iman. It is not iman. And he states that faith, al-iman, halatun wa darajatun wa tabaqatun. He says, this is why we see different levels and different degrees of iman and faith. And he says that one type of faith is tamul muntaha tamamu. He says it is complete faith, complete belief and iman. Then another type of iman, he states, or faith, he says, "Anaqisul bayyinu nuqsanu." That it is an incomplete faith, incomplete belief. And in fact, it is very evident that such belief is incomplete. The third type of faith, or the degree of faith that the Imam, he mentions in this particular hadith, and it's quite a long hadith, so we will not be able to go over all of it, just the main points of that hadith we will mention here. He says, "Ar-rajihu zaidu rujhanu." He says, it is that faith and that iman which is above and beyond that which is required. And in explaining this, the Imam, he states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed iman. It's a very beautiful hadith. He said he's prescribed iman and faith for every limb of the body. For every limb of the body, there is iman. For one's eyes, for one's ears, for one's hands, for one's legs. For every organ of the body, there is iman. He says, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has prescribed for each of these things a parameter, a guide for those limbs and for those organs to stay within iman. And at the head of that is, he says, al-qalb, which again in Arabic, it can be either translated as the heart or either the intellect. But of course, within this hadith, it seems more or less the intellect. He says, because the limbs of a person's body does not act except by the understanding and the opinion, or the opinion of the heart, of the qalb, of the intellect, of the mind. So we will not do anything, we will not act upon anything unless, again, our intellect understands it, and then our intellect or our mind or our heart, it commands our limbs to do something. And this is why he says that it is the duty of the heart. وَأَمَّا مَا فَرَضَ عَلَى الْقَلْبِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ وَالْإِقْرَارُ وَالْمَعْرِفَةُ وَالْأَقْتُ وَالرِّضَى وَالتَّسْلِيمُ بِأَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَحْدُهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. This is why first and foremost, the duty of the mind, the intellect, the heart, is to bear witness, to testify to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's oneness. The duty and responsibility of the heart is to have ma'rifah. In other words, there's no iman without ma'rifah, without understanding. Without understanding one's belief and faith. And he states in the end of this hadith, he says, whoever comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the final days, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, in a state whereby each and every limb and every organ of that person has been safeguarded and has fulfilled its duty towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this person has complete iman. His iman is complete. All others have fallen short. And then he says, and among those individuals whose imans are complete, that they've fulfilled all their responsibility and duty, at that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will see that who has gone above and beyond. Who has fulfilled their duty and who has done things in addition to their duty, in addition to their responsibility. Of course, fasting during the month of Ramadan, this is our responsibility, this is our duty, this is the iman of our limbs. One of the main limbs is, or organs, is our stomach, that we abstain from eating and drinking. But also in Ramadan, if we fast and we fast appropriately, then our eyes will abstain from those things which is forbidden to look at. Our ears will abstain from those things which are forbidden to listen to. So forth and so on. And this is our duty and responsibility in the month of Ramadan. But it is, again, is only a practice to go above and beyond, to be among those who Imam Sadiq alayhi wasallam, he stated that there are some whose iman is rajihun za'id. That their iman is above and beyond. That means that we will not only fast during this blessed month of Ramadan, but outside the month of Ramadan, again, we will fast. We will carry over this worship with us. And as the best of words, a kalimatu tayyiba, we'll end with this point, is la ilaha illallah. Just to give an example of how blessed this month is. In this particular month, it has been recommended in the hadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhim afdhalus salatu wassalam, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in this month, and particularly in the nights of this month, to state la ilaha illallah as much as you can throughout the night. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. This will make firm your iman. And not only will it make your iman firm, it will bear its fruit. In one of the well-known books of Sheikh Saduq, Thawab al-A'mal wa Iqab al-A'mal, he mentions the benefits and the fruits and the blessings of saying La ilaha illallah. One of the benefits of this is that when one says La ilaha illallah, the amount of bad deeds that one has done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change those bad deeds into good deeds. That for every La ilaha illallah a person states, then he will obtain a good deed. For every La ilaha illallah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will plant a tree in paradise for that individual. But again, as we mentioned yesterday, that our ibadat, our worship, our stating La ilaha illallah should not simply be to gain these blessings, but to gain ma'rifah, an understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is deserving of such remembrance. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives each and every one of us success in remembering him, particularly in this blessed month of Ramadan, and after this blessed month of Ramadan. As'alu Allah at-tawfiq li wa lakum wa akhir da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.